It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, ESPN Radio, AM 1430, the final word with me, George Hunsaker. Chris, my man, that is a big plate of spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, all from Champ Sports Bar, and it's all for you, my man. How you been?
I'm doing awesome. Doing better now.
But, yeah. Some good food. You're all happy and everything.
Yep.
Hey, man, it's a little slow in Virginia Tech land right now. To be expected, graduation and everything, everybody leaves. They'll come back at some point, I guess, though, so we don't have to worry about that. But the news, the biggest news probably, is Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer announced this past Monday that the Hokies have withdrawn a scholarship offer to recruit Pete Rose. How much inside information do you got for us?
I have zero inside information for you. I'm not sure how far that'll go. I think some people have said, the rumors are out there that they're going to come down pretty hard on those kids that got in trouble there. Just to set an example, apparently they're having a real problem with drugs in that county. And when you think about it from Frank Beamer's perspective, you signed so many guys last year. You've got a limited number of scholarships available for this year. You've got a walk-on wide receiver who's your number one target right now who deserves a scholarship. And you've got a guy whose future is very, very much in doubt. What are you going to do? You need scholarships either for Brandon Dillard or for guys coming in next year, so you take it away, and that's the best decision, I think.
Chris, what happens next? He can reuse that scholarship, correct, or is it lost?
No, he can reuse it. He's got a few options. You know, you could give it to Brandon Dillard, who deserves one because he's going to be starting this year. You could offer an extra scholarship that would be one more scholarship open up for the class of 2009. Or you could possibly give it to a guy who the original plan was to gray shirt this coming year, as in not enroll until January. He could bring them in August now instead. So he's got a few ways to go with it. I'm sure they'll decide. I'd be in favor of giving it to Dillard. I mean, the guy's going to be a starter. You know, he doesn't need to be paying his own way now.
Yeah, I can probably agree with that one. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Thoughts or questions for Chris, toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. How often does this happen, Chris? How often does a scholarship get taken away that you can remember?
It doesn't happen all that often. We had the Hokies had a cornerback. I'm trying to remember which class he was in. Maybe the class of 2003, maybe 2002. I think it was 2003, though. This kid named Rod Council out of Charlotte, and he was like president of the student body. Really high GPA, you know, had schools like Michigan, UVA coming after him because of grades also. And, you know, he could have gone to a whole lot of schools. He was a very highly touted cornerback, and, supposedly a really good kid. Got busted stealing $16,000 worth of computer equipment from his own high school. So, you know, Tech took away a scholarship offer. I'm not sure what happened with his legal case, but he ended up at Louisville, where I think he just finished off his career there. He might have even got kicked off the team there. I don't know. So, point being, you know, sometimes you really don't know about these kids, even if you really think you know them. And you know, the Peter Rose situation was a shock. I mean, you're talking about a guy with over a 3.0 GPA, prom king. He was named Mr. Amherst County. You know, I mean, this is your...
Are you sure
this,
there's a title that has that?
According to a newspaper article, there is. But, you're talking about your ideal student-athlete on paper. But then this happens, and you think, golly, I mean, nobody's a sure thing.
Hey, Chris, that leads me into my next question. Do you consider this, hey, this is a freak accident, or is this something that should not happen? You know, when you extend an offer, you want to make sure that you don't ever have to take it away, or is it just going to happen?
Oh, it's just going to happen. There's no way you can... It cannot happen. I mean, especially with some of the new rules. I mean, the head coaches are allowed out on the road less now than they used to be in new NCAA rules. I mean, kids are committing so early nowadays that you have to offer early, or you're going to get left behind in recruiting. So maybe you don't quite have all your evaluations in, but yet you've still got. If you want to get players, you have to make those offers out there. And plus, of all the guys we've signed, you know, Rose is the type of guy you would least expect this from.
Which leads me again right into my next question. What are the parameters of this? Like, do you know what it actually says in the contract? Do you have to do something certain to be have it taken away? Like, is there something that says if you get convicted or some kind of drug, or is it whatever Virginia Tech chooses?
That's a good question. I've never actually read a letter of intent. I'm sure there is some kind of clause in there where they can rescind your scholarship for reasons like that. You know, I know scholarships are that don't necessarily have to be renewed year by year. They're on a year-by-year basis anyway. So, you know, I'm sure there's something in there where if you get arrested, it looks like you might be going to jail, then yeah, the school can take that scholarship away, as they should be able to.
ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now on The Final Word with me, George Hunsicker. If you have a question for Chris, toll free, 1-866-961-1430, New River Valley, 540-961-1430. Chris, I always like to go in and check your articles. I was a little disappointed at like noon today when I was looking. You didn't have anything up. You added a little something. You went back and you started kind of going back between 2000 and now. Is that correct? Was it just kind of going back and looking at some of the recruiting classes like you usually do?
Yeah, it's a series of articles we run every summer. It was started with a 1990 recruiting class, and Will just came up with a system that, you know, you can rate the classes, just a numerical system pretty much. And we go through there, kill some dead time over the summer. It's pretty interesting to look back, compare the classes, see how much all of them played, how many years starting you got out of each class, how many NFL draft picks were out of each class. And it's interesting looks, and, you know, it's good solid filler material for the summer.
Filler material. Well, I'm going to make you feel it. Let's see if you remember what you wrote about. Not a very good class, huh?
Well, it didn't have the star power. But if you look at it, 12 of the 21 players lettered for 4 years. That's more than any other class since 1990. When you think about it, the class included two JUCOs and only had 2 years of 2 years of eligibility. 14 of those 21 players lettered 100% of the years they were eligible to letter, and that's a pretty amazing ratio. You know, and had another guy letter for 3 out of 4 years. So, and four guys got drafted. There, you know, there's no real star power. There's no Michael Vick, Lee Suggs, anybody like that in it. But, I mean, there are some very good players in that class. I mean, Eric Green was an excellent cornerback at Virginia Tech. Vincent Fuller plays for the Tennessee Titans and won a Monday Night Football game for him this past year. So, I mean, there were some very good players in that class. Not necessarily ones that stood out in the stat sheet, but, I mean, four of those guys got drafted, and that's a fairly high number out of one class.
Chris, on TechSideline.com, people never sleep, I like to say. You know, they're always, you know, wanting to know what's up, wanting to know what's going on, and putting their word out there, making sure people understand what they think. Saw a lot today. You do a Q&A every Friday. A lot was being asked about trying to put this year's upcoming team against past teams. Is that possible right now? I have people talking, you know, they're not going to be as good as 4 years ago. This team hasn't even taken the field yet. Is that possible? Do you try and do that right now, even without seeing the team?
You can do it on paper. And on paper, you know, they're not as good as the 2004 team. But that 2004 team on paper going into the season wasn't very good. Some people even had them picked as low as 8th or 9th in the ACC going into that season, and they won the conference. So there's really isn't any good way you can tell, especially when you think about the ACC is not a particularly good conference right now. They were a better conference in 2004. You know, you can get into strength of schedule, how tough the conference is. You can try to compare players, but in the end, you know, there's no exact science to it.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now. It's on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsicker, it's The Final Word. Got a question for Chris. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. I know we're entering summer, man, and we've talked to a couple coaches. I can't wait to go on vacation. You know, they have their own thing. What is going on inside right now, the offices? What's going on? Do they still keep in touch with players on a once-a-week basis? Are they calling players to make sure they're behaving? What happens during the summer to make sure your players are behaving themselves?
Well, some of the players are in summer session, and pretty much most of them will be for the second session, I think. So it's kind of a downtime right now. A lot of what goes on in the month of May is evaluations. There are all these recruiting camps all over the place, and the coaches will go out on the road and evaluate players and decide who to offer and everything like that. So a lot of the coaches are actually on the road right now recruiting, I believe.
So this is a big time for recruiting. This is one of those times when you'll find the people for not only, you know, next year's done, I believe, so it'll be the next couple of years that you're looking at right now.
Actually, it's most of your rising seniors you're looking at right now for the most part. I mean, you know, you sprinkle some juniors in there, but the summer has actually gotten pretty big for recruiting for Virginia Tech. you know, they'll have a couple of rising senior camps this summer, and they'll get a look at some of these guys and make scholarship offers when they get them on campus. And, you know, that's when recruiting will pick up some more, is this summer when you can expect to see a few commitments.
As you can tell, recruiting is not my thing. I'm still learning about it. Is May the big month? Is May the month where most of the recruiting gets done, or where is the big time? Where is the big month?
I think May, generally in the past, has been the main evaluation month. You've just finished up your previous class a couple of months before, and this is the first time you're really allowed out on the road to start evaluating for your next class. You know, obviously, the recruiting calendar has gotten pushed up a little bit this year with new recruiting tactics and everything like that, offers going out earlier. But, you know, it's a big evaluation month. And, I mean, every month in recruiting is big, I think. So, yeah, you know, month is a bit... May is a big month for Tech, but mostly you'll see most of the action as far as commitments, I think, this summer during the camp circuit.
All right, so we have to wait a little bit longer, but May is when you're going to really get the guys or see who you want, and then the proposition, then we'll get the answer, hopefully, in a little bit. Hey, you want to take a caller?
Sure.
Joseph from Blacksburg is on the line. Joseph, how are you, man?
Good. How are you, boss?
Not too bad. Say hi to Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Joseph. How are you?
All right.
Hey, throw the question out there.
Okay, my question is, I just want to get your opinion. You say that the ACC is down, but didn't Clemson and Miami have two of the top-rated recruiting classes in the whole nation for the upcoming year? So wouldn't that make it like the ACC is turning towards an upswing?
Yeah, I think it will. The ACC will get better. I mean, all these conferences, you know, they have their ups and downs. You know, back in 2005, the ACC had more players drafted, I think, in the 2006 NFL draft than any other conference. So, you know, obviously the ACC was very much up that year. They had two top 10 teams in Virginia Tech and Miami, and then Florida State crashed the party and won the ACC that year. So it was a very deep conference that year. And, you know, they go in cycles, and it's been kind of down since then. Obviously, when you lose so many great players, you know, that year, you know, like the ACC lost Mario Williams. I think they had 13 first-round draft picks that year, if memory serves correct. So they lost a lot of talent, and, you know, some rebuilding has had to be done. But, yeah, it'll be back up.
What do you think about the rating systems of the recruiting classes from the various organizations? And I'll get out of here and let you guys talk and listen.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll have Chris answer that question right now.
Well, I think they're fairly reliable for the most part. I think your five-star prospects are pretty easy to identify. Your four-star and three-star guys, you know, sometimes it's hard to differentiate. But I always look at offer lists. You know, like if Auburn is offered a running back, then I think that's a running back that I'd like to have. You know, that's what I pay most attention to is their offer list, not necessarily the stars next to their name.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Right now it's ESPN Radio AM 1430. Chris is willing to answer your questions basically on anything. There's probably a few things that he won't answer your questions on. Toll free 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. I'll tell you what, I want to stay on recruiting real quick before I let you go, my man. People, it's interesting to me. Recruiting grows inside of you. You know, a lot of people just see the product on the field. A lot of people are starting to get more interested in where the product's coming from. Do you get a lot of questions about recruiting in general?
Yeah, I think so. You know, recruiting is the lifeblood of a program, and the more it's covered, the more hype it generates. You know, it kind of creates its own hype there just by covering it and saying, and if you flat out say in an article, this guy's a five-star recruit, he's a can't-miss prospect, he verbaled to Virginia Tech. You know, that's what happened, you know, with a guy like Kevin Jones when Virginia Tech got a verbal from Kevin Jones, and he signed with Tech back in 2001. He was the number one recruit in the entire country, not just for his position, the best overall recruit in the country. So, obviously, I think that's when a lot of Virginia Tech fans really started following recruiting, is when Kevin Jones committed.
I can understand that. Hey, man, I want to thank you. As always, Champs Wednesday wouldn't be the same without you. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Behave yourself over the weekend.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
All right, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. He's out of here. He joins me every Wednesday right here on the program. We have got one segment remaining. Coming up, we look ahead. Game 1, Western Conference Finals, L.A., San Antonio. That's coming up next right here on The Final Word. It's ESPN Radio AM 1430. Champs Wednesday, the place you want to be. 30 Cent Wings, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they got great food every day of the week, trust me. And you got digital satellites, big inch screen, 63 and 70 inch with HD. You never lost. You can always find the game you want. Champs Sports Bar and Cafe, 111 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg. We'll be right back. More coming on ESPN.